There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
We begin with the headlines. Arrest of former Columbia University student sparks division in Jewish community. And timing of Australia's hate laws debate questioned. In the United States, the arrest of Mahmoud Khalil, a former Columbia University student involved in pro-Palestinian protests, has sparked a sharp division within the American Jewish community over how to balance security concerns and civil liberties. Some Jewish groups, including the Anti-Defamation League, support the arrest as a necessary response to rising anti-Semitism on campuses. Rabbi Moshe Hauer, executive vice president of the Orthodox Union, has welcomed the action, criticizing the slow responses to campus issues in the past. However, progressive Jewish leaders like Amy Spitalnik, CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, warned that it could undermine civil liberties. Spitalnik spoke to MSNBC about balancing security with civil rights.
We're facing a real issue of anti-Semitism on campus and much more widely. We know that to be true. That doesn't mean that the very real fears and pains that the Jewish community has right now should be exploited to undercut civil liberties, the rule of law, and our democratic values.
Khalil is currently being held in Louisiana with a judge blocking his deportation for now. The Trump administration supports the detention, backing a crackdown on pro-Hamas activities. In the United States, a Massachusetts man's been sentenced to over 3.5 years in prison for obstructing an investigation into arson attacks on Jewish institutions in the Boston area. Alexander Yanakakis was convicted for tampering with evidence and making false statements during the FBI's investigation into 4 fires set at Chabad centers in Arlington, Needham, and Chelsea in May 2019. Yanakakis' younger brother was identified as the prime suspect, but died later that year after being hospitalized in a coma. Authorities say Yanakakis left the U.S. for Sweden with his brother's electronic devices and documents, and when he returned in March 2020, he lied to investigators and destroyed evidence. He fled the country again and was arrested in Sweden in 2022, then extradited to the U.S. for trial. FBI Special Agent Jody Cohen added that lying to investigators won't go unpunished, stating, "The FBI can't carry out investigations if people think they can deceive us without consequence." Earlier, furious MPs are expressing concern that they may have been misled during the rushed passage of controversial racial hatred laws through state parliament. The discovery of a caravan in Dural, Sydney, packed with explosives in January, raised concerns about a potential terrorist attack, igniting fierce political debate over the federal government's response to anti-Semitism. Soon thereafter, on the 6th of February, the federal parliament passed the Criminal Code Amendment Hate Crimes Bill 2025, widely viewed as a response to the recent surge in anti-Semitic violence across Australia. But did Australia's police minister, Yasmin Catley, know that the caravan was a fabricated terror plot before the hate laws were debated? In Parliament earlier today, the minister faced tough questions about the matter.
So you believe that as a minister, you have no responsibility to answer to Parliament through this committee?
I believe that my responsibility as the police minister is to ensure that I do not share confidential briefings that I get from senior police.
I am really struggling to understand why you are not willing to tell the truth to this committee right now.
I do not accept that. I do not accept that. I am not telling the truth.
A Belgian court's ruling has sparked outrage after it acquitted Flemish columnist Herman Brusselmans yesterday over his controversial remarks about Jews. In a 2023 article for Humo magazine, Brusselmans wrote that he wanted to shove a sharp knife into the throat of every Jew in response to the suffering of Palestinian children. The court acknowledged that his words could have hurt the Jewish community, but ruled they were protected by freedom of speech. The judge said the comments were meant to provoke, not incite violence or hatred. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, has condemned the decision, calling it a dangerous precedent. He says the ruling is deeply troubling and has warned that it could legitimise hate speech against Jews without legal consequences. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.